Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. We are in New York City this week for my little sister, Ashton, her 21st birthday. And if there's one thing about me, I love birthdays. I know some people hate birthdays. They're like, I don't want to celebrate mine. I don't even want to think about the day. I love birthdays, and I think I'm pretty good at planning birthdays. And my little sister pawned it on me to plan her whole entire 21st birthday. She was like, you set this up, you figure it out, you plan what we're doing, you plan who's coming. And I feel like that's the dynamic that we've always had, Ashton and I, ever since we were little. Even going to like dance competitions, I feel like I was just so stressed and worried that she wouldn't even have what she was supposed to pack or order, and I would just do everything for her. And she's pretty good at knowing that, like, if she doesn't do something, I'll pick it up and do it for her because it'll stress me out. And she kind of uses that to her advantage at some point. So maybe she's using me a little bit on this one, but I had fun really planning out her birthday trip. Originally, we were going to go to New Orleans because that's where she goes to college, Tulane. But then I ended up coming to New York City this weekend for work, and the brand that I was working with offered me a suite at Olivia Rodrigo for the Guts Tour. And if you know anything about me, I love her, and I already went to her concert. It was so good and amazing, and Ashton's also such a fan. So I was like, oh, hey, Ashton, like, would you want to come to New York for this weekend? And then it just happened that she was like, okay, let's do my 21st birthday in New York. She was like, that's just a little bit more exciting than New Orleans because she goes out there all the time, and I mean, she's never gotten into a bar before and she's never had a drink before. So we are having her first sip of alcohol this weekend in New York City. We have a lot planned and I'm really excited for this one because 21 is such a fun milestone birthday. I think like there's, you know, sweet 16 is exciting. Then like 18, you're like, oh, I'm an adult. I feel like 21 though is really like, okay, I can do everything now. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what we're doing for Ashton's 21st birthday, what my 21st birthday was like, and how I view birthdays. Maybe we'll do some like birthday ins and outs, like what's kind of cringy to do on your birthday, or at least from my opinion. And then we're also going to vlog some of the going out, Ashton's first night at a club. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get into this, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to Hot Mess. It means the world to me. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music, or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season. And no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at Ki.com. That's Q-U-A-Y.com. Like I said, Ashton is a princess. She knows that I will do everything for her. She was like, you know what? You're going to plan my birthday for me. And she knows that I'll do it. Friday night, we have a dinner, which will be all of her friends. This is the day she kind of gets in. And then my family's also going to come with the little siblings from New Jersey. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then Saturday, she loves like vintage shopping or like thrifting. She's really good at that. I'm personally so terrible at that it's not even funny. Anytime I try thrift shopping, I come back and I spent like $80 on this stupid tank top that I'm like, oh, it's cool because it's vintage, and it's actually like so ugly and not cool at all. So I personally don't really have an eye for vintage stuff and like thrift shopping. Ashton does. So she planned this place. It's called like Treasures of New York City for Saturday morning. And then we're going to go to a suite at Madison Square Garden for the Guts tour, which is going to be a lot of fun with all of her friends. And this is a surprise. She doesn't know this yet, but we're going to be taking a party bus there, which I love a party bus. Like sometimes I think party buses are more fun than the actual party. After the concert, her special request, because Saturday night, midnight, going into Sunday is going to be her birthday. Like she's officially 21 at midnight Saturday night. So we're going to be going to this place called The Box. And I feel like I've talked about this before on Hot Mess, or at least maybe on my TikTok, but this club, Ashton and I actually have been together twice now, which is kind of scary and alarming, honestly, that we've been two times in the past like 8 months. But we love The Box. It is a club where they have this sex show type of risque. I mean, I don't know how to like describe what they do, but basically think you're at a club, right? Every 40 minutes there's a show. You sit down, there's a show, and these are like sex shows, but like naked people. Like for example, a girl was like popping eggs out of her hoo-ha one time. There's like some weird liquids. It's like really weird and kind of messed up and kind of makes you really nauseous when you're there, but it's also really, really fun. So that was Ashton's special request for her 21st birthday. And then Sunday morning, we're going to have a brunch. I'm going to go back to Miami. She's going to go back to school. I feel like while we're on the topic of 21st birthdays, I'm going to tell you guys about my 21st birthday. I think you're either a birthday diva or you don't care. And I'm someone who I'm like, the whole month is my birth month. Like, we're going to do a whole weekend of activities. I love birthdays. I think they're a lot of fun. I know people really don't care, but I'm someone who loves my birthday. So for my 21st birthday, we were in Miami. I stayed in Miami and we went to this place called Kiki on the River. That's actually in one of Drake's songs. He's like, text you back, she at Kiki on the River. It definitely sounds nothing like that, but you probably know what I'm talking about, maybe. But I remember being so stressed out about my outfit. I think I didn't like what I had, so I went to the mall with my friends like 3 hours before we had to like start getting ready for my birthday. And I found this dress. I was like, oh my god, I love it, but it was like too big on me, and obviously I didn't have any time to get it tailored. I was like, you know what, we're still gonna buy the dress and we're gonna make this work. And my friend Sally literally took safety pins. I have to show you guys videos of this, because she took safety pins and safety pinned the whole bottom of my dress. We just like handmade tailored it because we didn't have time or the resources or anything to like get this dress tailored how I needed it to be. And honestly, the safety pins ended up working out just fine. And I also balled out for my 21st birthday. I remember it was a really big deal. I hired like a professional photographer to come to our pregame and take photos. I'm someone who once I get a good photo, I'm like, all right, now we can have fun. But if I know that I didn't get a good photo in the outfit or with my friends, I'll just kind of be like stressed out about it the whole night. And I know that sounds like really shallow and weird and annoying, but I want a cute Instagram to post on my birthday. I'm not sorry about it. I didn't want to have to like yell at like my sister or any of my friends. So I honestly just hired a photographer and he came. And something about photographers, like when they take photos of you, they just come out so much better because it's so like high quality. It's not like flash on an iPhone. So it honestly, it took like 20 minutes. We did pregame and then we went to this dinner. And of course, 21st birthday dinners, we're drinking a lot. Like I was very excited to be there. All my friends at this big table, and it was one of these dinners that it turns into like a little club at this party. We had like this big buffet of food at the table spread out everywhere. There was like seafood towers, and when you're like engulfing all this food and then also taking tequila shots at the same time, it's just like a recipe for disaster. And I feel like this happens a lot at birthday dinners where it's like, okay, we're gonna eat all this food and then we're gonna go out, and everyone ends up getting sick. After the dinner, we went out to this club and there was this guy there that I used to talk to, and he had this big bottle of tequila. He was like, oh my god, let me like pour this in your mouth. Happy birthday, like 21, whatever. I'm already like really drunk at this point and probably should have said no. Like there was no reason I needed to take a huge gulp from this tequila bottle, but I was like, it's my 21st birthday, like what can go wrong? I'm like opening my mouth, he pours the tequila in, and you just, you know, when like your eyes start watering, it's like your mouth starts watering, you're like, oh my god, this is not going well. And I'm standing around his table that he has, and he's with him and like all his fancy friends. I was like, I don't want to like puke in front of these people. So I quickly like run around, and this is like in like 0.5 seconds. I was like, oh my God. I sprinted to the bar. I knelt down under the bar and I just like puked up all the tequila under the bar on the floor. So at that point of my 21st birthday, I was like, it's time to go home. And then this is something I weirdly do on all my birthdays, but we get in the car to go home. I'm in like the backseat of the Uber and I just like felt the need to take off my dress. Like I literally stripped down butt naked. I'm sleeping on the seat. I'm like, ugh, like whatever. And I don't know like why I did that. And I ended up also doing that on my 22nd birthday, which is the story of the puke dress. And I feel like I also need to clear my name on that and tell you guys the behind the scenes of how I ended up with a dress covered in puke in my closet a year after I actually got sick and puked on it. So maybe some of you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, but some of you may have an idea. Back in December, I was cleaning out my closet. I was like, you know, it's time to like get rid of some clothes. And I'm swiping through my dresses. I get all the way to the back and I was like, oh my gosh, there's this dress that I wore on my 22nd birthday. So a whole year ago, and I puked on it on my 22nd birthday, and it's hanging in my closet. And I thought it was like hilarious because I was like, what are the odds of this? Like, that's disgusting and crazy. So of course I posted it on TikTok, and I don't know when I'm gonna learn to stop oversharing, because people were literally like, you are a disgusting human being. Like, she has no hygiene. She is gross. They were pulling up like old podcast clips. They were like, she also peed through her costume on Halloween. You know what? I have just been having a fun time, and sometimes that happens. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sure one of you have either like peed your pants or puked before and you just don't want to say it, and I probably shouldn't be sharing it on the internet, but I am, and I did. And literally still to this day, Alex Earl Hygiene is the search bar on all my TikToks, and I'm like, enough. Like, I am clean. I shower. I smell good. Like, I don't know how I need to like prove it that I'm not disgusting, but I'm going to tell you guys how that puke dress ended up in my closet, because it's not as disgusting as it may have seemed. So for my 22nd birthday, I balled out. I got this retrofit dress. It was like knit with some sparkles on it, and it was like a really fancy dress, almost kind of the texture of like a knit cover up. So it was like a mesh see-through type of vibe. And I got naked in the back of the car on my 22nd birthday. I got a little sick, okay, and I puked on myself a little bit. So, you know what, it happens, we move on. And I remember when I got back to my house, I put it in this bag, and it was in the corner of my room, and I was like, I need to get this dry cleaned because I don't want to throw this dress out. It was so nice and so expensive. Now, this was my last semester of my senior year of college. I was really busy running around, and I honestly just kind of like left this bag in the corner of my room. It didn't like smell or anything, so it's fine. I didn't know it was there. And it was just hiding in the corner the whole time, my whole last semester of college. Anyways, I graduate and I'm like, oh my God, I never got this dress dry cleaned. And I still like, I don't want to throw this dress out. It's so expensive and nice. So I took it with me when I moved to my new apartment, still in the same like shopping bag that I threw it in after I wore it. Now, when I moved into my new apartment, I hired like organizers and cleaners to come hang everything up. And now I must have been out of the room when these organizers or cleaning lady, I'm not really sure who did it, but someone took that dress out of the shopping bag and hung it up in my closet. Now, clearly, if they're hanging it up in my closet, it's not like it was like disgusting. Like, you didn't really know. There was just a little bit of puke on there. And I had no idea because I didn't hang it up. I had absolutely no idea this was hanging in my closet. So that's why when I was shuffling through and ruffling through my dresses, cleaning everything out, and I saw my puke dress, I was like, there is no way that is hanging in my closet, because I obviously didn't put that in my closet. I'm not that filthy and unhygienic, but I thought it was funny. And if you don't think it's funny, then I don't know. This story is not for you. But yeah, that's the behind the scenes of my puke dress. And I have had a pretty good reputation of like getting naked on my birthday every year. Maybe Ashton will get naked tonight with the people on the show. And I'm just so excited because this is her 21st. Like, we have to go balls to the wall tonight. And I'm really scared because I feel like I've gotten to a place where I go out a lot, but I don't like to, you know, drink until I like black out. I feel like that was much more like that happened in college, like getting so sickly and ill that you're drinking so much alcohol. But honestly, tonight, in a safe way, we are going to drink a lot, and I'm scared and not looking forward to tomorrow. I feel like we should go over some birthday ins and outs, some things that I think are okay, some things I think aren't okay. But I think we should pull Ashton in here, the birthday girl, or the soon-to-be birthday girl, and have her take on these with me. And I also want to hear about like how excited she is for tonight, what she's thinking, what headspace she's in before she's about to turn 21 and finally be legal to go out and have a drink. The birthday girl has arrived. Ashtini, Ashtini.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, it's your birthday eve. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Feeling like I am about to drink legally for the first time.
No, your first drink ever.
I can't believe I've never tried alcohol before.
Oh my gosh, are you so excited? Are you like, do you...
Is it kind of depressing?
Yeah, it actually, I feel like turning 21, it kind of takes the fun out of going out because you can't really like sneak into places anymore. You're like, oh. Oh, do you birthday cry ever?
Yeah. Do you remember last year? I was in bed was like all day crying.
Birthday cry.
Yeah.
But some people cry on their birthday. Like Kristen always cries on her birthday.
Like, but I don't. She's sad?
It's just like an emotional day.
I'm more so anxious on my birthday. Like I hate, which is why I keep making you plan my birthdays, because I hate planning things and then I'm worried about if everyone else is having fun.
That's why I like to plan birthdays though. Like if someone else planned my birthday for me, I think I would genuinely have a panic attack and like fling myself out the window. Like I need to like have eyes on everything and like know exactly what's going on. And I don't know, like I would say I'm like kind of a fun pusher.
You're the definition of a fun pusher.
I like need to make sure everyone's having fun, and I can't have fun unless everyone else is having fun.
That reminds me of like your parties in high school.
Oh my gosh, no, I was a psychopath.
Yeah,
when we would just drink like sodas.
Sodas.
I was like, everyone drink the soda now, everyone drink, because I would get stressed that if people weren't like having fun, I thought it was a lame party, and I was afraid of throwing a lame party.
Oh, you were determined to have a good party.
That was actually a career in high school. I thought my career was going to be a party planner. I wrote like multiple essays and had multiple layouts about how I would be a party planner.
Really?
Yeah.
You do fun things.
Yeah, I do.
You have good ideas.
But at the end of the day, I don't think that was my calling.
No, this is your calling.
This is my calling, is planning.
Staring at yourself all day.
No! My calling is sitting with a microphone and talking about myself. But it's Ashton's birthday, and I feel like we should go over some birthday maybe ins or outs, and I wrote down a few things that I think stick out to me when it comes to birthdays. Okay, I bought this for you and I hope you like it, but a crown and like a birthday sash. I think that if it's your birthday, you should be allowed to strut around in your Party City crown and in your Party City sash.
I fully agree with that.
Like, I don't think it's cheesy at all.
No. Every birthday girly pop should be wearing a crown.
I love it. And I think it's like, I think I like the aspect of it that if I'm wearing a crown, people will probably say happy birthday to me.
Well, you like stand out and it makes you feel special.
Yeah, no. Okay, so birthday crowns and sashes are in. Reposting your birthday stories from other people on your Instagram story.
I think you can do like a few, but like if you're just blindly reposting every single post you're tagged in,
like if you're clicking through like 40 stories,
if there's some pictures that you're like, oh, I love that picture and you want to repost it,
or I think
it,
if it's
fine.
Like your best friend or like maybe your sister or something, I just feel like otherwise it's like enough.
No one cares.
We get
no
it's
offense.
Your birthday. We don't want to see all the collages. I think reposting 85 stories for your birthday, it's like we understand people like you and are wishing you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
In the nicest way possible. But if you do that, I also won't judge you. I just wouldn't do it myself.
I agree.
Okay. Out.
Out.
Tallying shots on your arm. Like, I think some people do that for their 21st, or like they'll
take 21
many,
shots.
Yeah. Or how many like shots they take, and like you take a Sharpie and do it on your arm.
I just like,
have you ever done that?
I've never drank before, so I don't know.
I did that once in college, and I really look back on it and cringe now because I thought it was really cool, and I was walking around the frat party like, look at all the tallies on my arm.
Like, no one cares how much you're drinking. Everyone has a different tolerance. Like, I don't think like flexing how much you drink is cool.
I thought that was cool. So
I mean, yeah, we've all had the moments.
So that's definitely an out. And in is dyeing your hair red for your birthday.
In is a surprise factor.
Ashton just walks into my room with box dye for her hair, and she's like, hey Alex, I just go puffed some gloves, we're gonna dye my hair red for tonight, what do you think? And honestly, I like, is it like a Dua Lipa red?
Yeah, like a dark
you're red. you're so Dua Lipa cool. Can you imagine if I dyed my hair red and walked in the room? I would look like, well, if you a put clown red dye Circus de los
Circus Soleil.
Circus de los No, it I wouldn't like be for better. Me. That's not my calling. That's Ashton's calling. Is she's gonna surprise everyone tonight with red hair, and maybe we should vlog this in the bathroom because
it's gonna get messy.
Should we dye like your eyebrows too?
No.
So Ashton was like, ooh, maybe I'll get another tattoo for my birthday. She has one tattoo. It says 777 on her arm.
Well, your birthday tattoo disappeared. Oh,
she did. She got a tattoo. Did the sun just are the angels shining down on us right now?
It's the birthday gods.
The birthday gods are shining down on us. We just got 10 shades lighter and brighter. But she got a tattoo for my birthday that has a little A on her hand, and now it's gone.
Yeah, it...
because you wash your hands so much. Hygiene. Just
so clean.
So clean and hygienic.
It just didn't fully get there.
So you just have one tattoo. Yeah. And she was like, maybe I'll get another one for my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, like, I want to do that with you. Your 21st birthday. Like, yes, let's get tattoos. But I would only do, I think, my lip because I'm, like, deathly afraid of having a tattoo on my body, except... I really want a tramp stamp. When I was trying on my Coachella outfits today, I was like, I think a Coachella, I think a tramp stamp would be my calling for Coachella.
I will get a tramp stamp with you.
But could we get one that fades in like a month?
Just get a temporary tattoo.
But do those look as cool?
No. But it's because you're not as cool.
I think tramp stamps are coming in.
Oh, I want one so bad.
The cool girls have tramp stamps and mm-hmm. I don't have one, so we need to get one. Maybe after we go out tonight at the box, we'll get a tramp stamp. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will encourage. If I get a drunk tramp stamp, no. Run me over.
Just make you get Ashton on your lip.
That's what I said I would do.
Yeah.
I could do my lip. Tattoos are scary.
I feel like
I have too much of commitment issues to commit to something and be like, this is going to be on my body for the rest of my life ever. Like, that's how I think of it. I'm like, when I'm a grandma, am I going to look and be naked and think like, oh my God, do I want this?
I feel like everyone says that, but if it's something you just like, you like, and you put it on you, it's a memory. That's like how I think of it. You're like, oh, like I got that this time, blah, blah, blah. And
no,
always like have it. Like, it doesn't even have to be aesthetic or something. It's just like something, I don't know. I like them.
I'm like too psychotic and neurotic for that. I'm so excited for us to go to the box tonight, and I feel like I did kind of a bad job explaining what the box was before. Like, how would you say what the box is?
It's a club
mm-hmm.
with a stage, and they always have like a host who will be like, hey, like sexy bitches, like blah blah blah,
and everyone's naked.
Yeah, everyone's naked. They have, like, dancers going around sometimes. And then usually at a certain time, they'll, like, have the announcer come out. And it's, like, the first act. And the curtains open. And there's a whole performance. And then the curtains close. And they do that
and then
throughout
the curtains
close
and you're on the verge of, like, throwing up. When we were there, we saw... What did we see exactly the first time?
I saw
someone pull a flag out of their bum hole.
Well, I just remember the shampoo up the butthole.
And yeah, no.
He shot it out at the crowd.
Yeah, no. No. And you know what I'm really petrified for tonight is last time we were there, they will like come into the audience and like touch you or whatever, and like I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
I don't want them to know it's my birthday.
No.
They can't know.
No,
it's
we
my
must
birthday.
Rip off her birthday sash or she will be with a flag pull up her asshole. No, last time they pulled this girl from the table that we were with, and I'm still nauseous thinking about this poor girl. I hope she's okay, but they pulled her up and this guy who's naked pours like some shitty vodka in his mouth, like swishes it around, and she's like laid down on this little platform, and then he spits it into her mouth. I would genuinely puke up my liver, my organ, like that would
no.
I could not.
I would
run
crying.
Away. I don't know what's gonna happen tonight, but I definitely think we can't draw attention to you.
No. Wait, do you remember also the naked guy when he ran down in the audience
with like an ice bucket?
Well, yes, he threw it at me, but that's not what I was going to say. He came down and grabbed one of the guy's faces that was sitting at the table and rubbed his face in between his butt cheeks.
Oh, okay. So obviously you can't take photos or videos in here because there's some whack shit going on. And this guy in the front row is taking a video of the person on stage, and the performer literally takes his phone, chucks it across the room, and then bends over backwards. And this was he grabbed his face and shoved it in between his crack and like was like,
"Whoa." I just remember sitting there in like utter disbelief. And then he threw the ice bucket at me.
No, I was grabbing onto Ashton. Like, I think my acrylics went through her shoulder. I was like, what are we watching right now?
But it's the best place on earth.
And I wonder how it's like a legal place, but it's really fun. And I don't know, Ashton's some type of freaky girl because this is where she requested we go for her 21st.
Shut up.
But no, it is really entertaining. You just have to like really be drunk, which is perfect for tonight.
Yeah. My first time drinking.
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
When I was in college and Ashton was in high school, obviously I would like sometimes have Ashton visit me and she would come out with me and she would drink a little bit. But as a big sister, and this might sound messed up and backwards to some of you, but in my mind, this is how it works, is as a big sister, when she's going off to college and going to be alone, and like, I think some people are so sheltered and then go to college and they're drinking for the first time and they get themselves into trouble or bad situations or make themselves really sick because they don't know like how to handle their alcohol. So for me, her drinking with me while she was younger made me feel better because I was like, at least I can have like an eye on her. And then when she went to college, she like was okay.
Everyone like knows those people that like when they got to college, the people that would just actually just chug alcohol.
Those are the people that get into bad situations.
Would end up in horrible situations or like hospitalized or because they've just never been like drank before and they don't have their parents there to like yell at them. I'm so grateful you made me drink.
I did not make her drink. No. I'm going to get canceled. This is
Alex forced me to drink alcohol.
Oh my God. That's not true. This is not true.
I'm kidding.
I've been a great big sister. And if anything, I'm always protecting her and looking after her.
You are.
How is this all your real hair? You're such a bitch. I remember when I used to have hair.
I do too. No, you used to have like crazy thick hair.
No, it's coming back, guys. It's coming back.
It's coming back. It's making it come back.
It's making it come back. I took a few years off and I'm coming back. But moral of the story is we are going to have the best night ever, and it's 100% going to be better than last year's birthday for Ashton. She was in shambles and tears the whole time.
I still had fun, but I was
no crying tonight.
So sad. No promises.
You were quick with that.
What? We're going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, we are going to see Olivia Rodrigo before we go out. So that's how she can get her tears out. Wait, you're definitely going to cry at Olivia.
Why?
I like cried. It was
is
like,
it good?
It's really good. She's really good.
She is really good. I'm so excited.
I feel like I was fresh breakup, an Olivia Rodrigo concert would be like the most therapeutic thing you could do. I relived like all 12 of my breakups at that concert.
Well, you're just like,
no, enough. Different. So anywho, we are gonna have the best night ever, but right now we need to go dye Ashton's hair and then get ready to go out. Let the birthday celebration begin. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. All right, here we go. Ashton wants to dye her hair red. For her birthday? Uh-huh. This looks like really red. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
We got some glass.
We can't get you red. That would be scary.
Yay!
It's giving lunch lady core.
Hey, birthday girls, we're dyeing our hair for the birthday girls. The best day in the world.
Okay. We don't have that much time. Let's
okay.
Okay. Do you know how to do this?
Alex, it's literally a condition. I've done this before.
I'm, like, really scared.
Oh! Should we put hair ties around the gloves so that...
I don't think it's going to be going up our arms.
Well, do you know me? I make a mess up of everything. Okay. Wait, please, before you touch that.
I really just, like, want to go right in with it.
Should we section your hair? We definitely should.
Okay. Section me. You know, the thing is, I just, like, have a lot of hair.
Yeah. You know? That's so annoying. I wish I had hair. It would be so annoying to have a lot of luscious long hair. Oh my god. Ashton! Wait, turn the other way so the camera can see. I'm really scared right now.
I'm not.
You're so cool. Of course you're just like cool and doing it.
It's gonna come out like all splotchy.
I actually used to want to be a hairdresser. So
you had so many career paths.
I've had a lot of different career aspirations. I just want to be a professional dancer.
Oh, right.
Wow, this is really fun. Maybe I'll be a hair artist.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wouch.
So beautiful. Wow. We're Dua Lipa-ifying her.
Dua Lipa-ifying.
Wait, this is like, how are you supposed to get it like...
I know, it's like annoying.
Should we have gotten like a hairbrush? This is really hard.
You're really... making me upset right now.
I'm doing better than you could do.
Bet.
Bet. Like, you're so cool. Bet, bet, bet.
Bet, bet, bet.
Bet, bet, bet. I'm Ashton. I'm betting you with my cool hair. I'm so different and cool. I'm really, like, moisturizing every part of it. Oh my god.
But you're missing.
I'm not at that part
okay,
yet.
Okay, I was just making sure. And there is that brush thing too, if you want to use
it. Oh, we should definitely use that. Well, not. Why wouldn't you tell me right now?
I forgot.
That would be really helpful. Now I have to go in by her face and not touch her face.
My birthday will be ruined.
Oh my god. I think the brush would be really helpful.
Do you want me to get it?
Mm-hmm. Opening up the brush with our teeth. Oh my god, please don't break your teeth. No. Well, you can let it go. Okay. What am I supposed to do with this?
It's for like getting like the roots.
This is so much better!
Really?
This is like real hairstylist. Turn around. I've always wanted to use one. Don't these feel good?
Mm-hmm.
I love when I'm bleaching my hair and they like go in and do this. And now the top. So bend down, like crotch. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Oh my god, your scalp's gonna be fire red. I cannot believe you're trusting me to do this.
Well, it was either you or me, so.
I really don't even know if this is going to show through.
Do you think if mom saw this, she would be really sad and scared?
Yeah.
If you're going to do something stupid, do it with your sister. So you're not sure, like, how much is supposed to go on each section? Like, a thin amount, a thick amount?
I say the more the better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did more.
Oh my God, look at your hair. Like, move your head. It, like, stays stiff. Now, up. Around.
I think of my little dingle.
Okay, come here. Crouch. You're too tall.
You're too short. How about that?
Ashton. This is definitely not how Dua Lipa did her hair.
I think this is exactly how
Dua Lipa do.
Every hairstylist right now is probably throwing out.
Yeah, if you're a hairstylist, don't watch this episode of Hot Mess. I have red.
Okay,
I have hair. I have red. I have dye. I have Dua Lipa. I'm like really scared for you.
Is it bad that I'm not scared?
No. Did you watch like a tutorial on this?
No.
Like, I'm really scared we're doing this really wrong. Wait, do we like know how long this has been on for?
No.
How are you feeling? It looks really good.
Really?
It looks like red. Like, I'm looking at you and I see red.
Well, because there's red all over it.
The counter is a little red. Why would we put it right on the counter?
I didn't.
You did? No, I didn't. Ashton, fix it.
Alex, you're gonna have to buy this hotel room.
No! Fix it.
Me?
This is your idea.
Okay.
Ashton!
I don't know.
Well, like, you need to go
in there.
Google this immediately. Google it!
Okay.
We both did that.
I did not do that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Video evidence, if you want.
Help!
Baking soda, nail polish remover, rubbing alcohol, vinegar, bleach.
Okay, well, now we have to order some special supplies to clean this off the counter. It's gonna come out. Don't worry.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Oh, the birthday girl looks so good! Mama's here!
Oh my gosh! You, do you want me to?
You're the one that I need. You're the one that I want. We can make it tonight.
at the New York Girls apartment, and now we're off to the box. We're back from New York. We somehow made it out alive. I don't think you guys understand how much fun we had. That was truly the best night ever. I was supposed to get up and podcast Sunday morning after we went out Saturday night, but it was not in the cards for me. It was not happening. I guess I haven't been that hungover in a while. We went to brunch for my sister's birthday the morning after. Literally, one of her friends didn't make it. She was very sick, stayed home at the hotel, and we went to brunch. We had a really good time, and the box was a lot of fun. Oh, baby. It was really one of those nights where, you know, I'm having a great time, and I'm just singing. They played great music there, which I love when places do that, stuff that you can, like, sing to. All of a sudden, I'm dancing, I'm talking to these random girls, and I turn around, and the whole table of people that I'm with is just gone. And I was like, wait, hello? Like, where did everyone go? And there's literally two of Ashton's friends there, but there was 15 girls when we first got there, and no one else was at the table. I was like, maybe they all went to the bathroom. And I went over to Ashton's friends. I was like, where did everyone go? And they were like, oh, they went home. Like, they fully left. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's so early. Like, what's going on? And they're like, Alex, it's like almost 5 a.m. right now. And at that point, I was like, I'm a little bit embarrassed because I was having so much fun and so focused on everyone else having fun that I just was drinking a lot. I was taking them back. And before you know it, it was almost 5 a.m. Everyone else had left. I think I may have been just as drunk as the girls who were just turning 21. But yeah, that was our calling. I was like, oh, okay, maybe we need to like get out of here. It was a successful weekend though. We had the best time. We were bawling our eyes out at Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, that was really like a therapy session. Now it's time for What Would Alex Do, where you guys write in some questions or scenarios and I give you my advice on what I would do in that scenario. My ex-situationship got a new girlfriend who is literally so stunning, but I can't help but compare myself to her and feeling insecure. I'm happy for him because she seems like an amazing girl, but I can't help but feel as if she's getting a better version of him that I was begging for. What would you do to stop comparing yourself? By the way, I love you so much. Girl, I've been there. And listen, it's like you want to stalk who they're with now. And I mean, I have done this to the depths of the point of like going insane and just comparing yourself. And it's like, that is just not healthy. That's not the way to be. You're not dating him anymore, so, or not situationing with him anymore, so it's time to move on, put your focus elsewhere. And really, I know this next part might be hard, but you have to like block these people, like mute them. You cannot stalk. You have to stop yourself from stalking, because I've been there too, where it almost becomes a habit. You like don't even realize that you're stalking. You're just like, ooh, clicking on her account, looking, and you're like, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so great. Like, that is not going to do anything for you. I don't know, this might be a little bit of a different scenario, but you know Olivia Rodrigo's song Obsessed? It's about being obsessed with your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. I feel like in a weird way, maybe you could relate to that song and get some emotions out, even though it's kind of flip-flopped. Hi, Alex. You are my comfort person. You help me so much. You don't even know. Oh. But I need some advice. My sister and I had an argument. It ended with her cussing me out and naming all my insecurities. I will never forgive her for this because she knows how insecure I am about my nose, my body, and everything. But the nose is the one thing I'm the most insecure about because every day people say something to me about it. Do you have any advice on what I can do to make it better with my sister and how I can make my insecurities something I'm less insecure about? Well, thank you so much for saying that about me, that I'm your comfort person. Like that, you're gonna make me cry. Thank you. And I love you. First, on the argument side of things, I feel like it's very normal, especially with siblings or family, because they're closest to you and they will go for the jabs. Like, they will come for the throat. Like, anything they know that upsets you, like, they will say. So you can't take that part personally. Like, she was just trying to attack you. But, you know, that's what sometimes sisters do. Sisters fight. And then sisters make up. That's the best thing about having a sister. It's like a built-in best friend, but sometimes you get into screaming matches. But I feel like at the end of the day, you forgive each other because you're family. But I would just have a conversation with your sister and say that, you know, this really upset you and that you don't want to be fighting. You love your sister. And on the side of being insecure about things, I think it's so easy to pick ourselves apart, especially, you know, comparing yourselves to other people. And I don't know, that can really get in your heads. I've also done it to myself, and everyone picks themselves apart. Like, everyone feels insecure. That's just a human thing. But I really think starting to like talk nicer to yourself, because some things just like aren't going to change. Like, you are who you are. You're beautiful the way you are. Maybe sometimes leaving like little reminders or sticky notes around with just some like positive words of affirmation, I think would be really helpful, because we are our own worst enemy at sometimes. And like, we can talk so negatively to ourselves, and that is just not how it's supposed to be. We are supposed to be our own hype woman. We are supposed to be our best friend. I really think just like trying to navigate those thoughts and stop trying to control something that you can't change. Hi, Alex. My boyfriend of 3 years just broke up with me out of the blue. We just got back from a long trip together and everything was amazing. I genuinely thought I was going to marry this guy, and so did my family. He broke up with me because he wants to work on himself and be alone and doesn't think he's good enough for me. He swears up and down there's not another girl and that he needs to love himself before any chance of a future with us. What would Alex do in this situation? So he's like saying, oh, okay, well, I need to fix myself and love myself, but like, you just wait over there for me and I'm gonna come back. And that is like so hard on you. If he feels that way and he broke up with you, at the end of the day, I think you need to move on and look forward. And as much as he's saying kind of like, oh, well, wait for me to get better before I can come back around, I don't know, I just think that's gonna mess with your head too much. And I think you need to be in the mindset of like, okay, we aren't gonna be back together. If some way in the world, I believe everything happens for a reason, you guys find your way back to each other, I think that's amazing. But I think that's way too like mentally straining and draining on you. Straining and draining, here we go. On you to, I don't know, be almost like waiting around for him in the back of your mind. That's really hard. All you can do in this situation, you can't control what anyone else does. You can't control someone to be with you if they don't want to be with you. I would just focus on me becoming my best self and getting to know myself really, really well. I don't think you need to like rush into anything, and let yourself heal and process that, because that's a lot. And maybe also go to therapy. That's what I would do. I think my boyfriend is cheating on me, but I don't 100% fully know if he is. Backstory. He is a real estate photographer. He goes to homes and he is alone with women in the homes. There is this one woman he works with that talks to him in a way that is not exactly professional and also speaks to him in a more personal manner. Also, I've seen many other women hug him and be overly comfortable with him. He says they have had many personal conversations. It's not exactly cheating, but the way they talk to each other seems more personal, and I feel like there is more going on behind the scenes. Whenever I ask him what he did when he was at a photo shoot with a woman alone in a home, he gets mad at me. What do I do? What would I do in this situation? I just feel like I'd break up with them. I mean, yes, you have no evidence if this person's cheating on you, but maybe if you're getting a weird feeling, I don't think that's great. I feel like I need more context here, because if it's just you being like really worried that he's like alone with another woman and like reading into it like way too much, I still think that he should respect you and have a conversation with you and like sit down and talk and be like, okay, this makes you feel upset. Maybe he has you come to one of these photo shoot days, or maybe he just explains to you like, there's nothing going on, but he has a conversation instead of getting mad. I feel like whenever a guy gets defensive about a topic you're bringing up, I'm always like, what are you hiding and why are you being so defensive? It doesn't seem like you're that happy, so I'd break up with him. Hi, Alex. I really struggle with hormonal acne, and your episode about acne brought me so much comfort. With fraternity formal season here and there being a lot of parties at my school, my acne has been really getting to me. What advice do you have to help me get out of my head and not let my acne keep me from enjoying myself? By the way, I love you and you're beautiful. I love you and you are beautiful. And acne is so normal. And trust me, I have been at the lowest of the lows with my acne, and especially with what I do. And, you know, there's makeup artists like caking makeup on me all the time. I get so stressed out. I'm like, I wish I could just give myself a break. But also when you're dealing with acne, you're like, okay, well, if I'm going to this fraternity formal, like I want to have my skin covered and looking good at all times. But when it really comes down to it, you have to get to a place with yourself that the more you stress about it, you're going to make it worse anyway. You have to realize that it's normal and that it takes time, and hormonal acne is just such a journey. It has taken me a long time to get under control, and right now I have it under control, but in 6 months it may flare up again. I really don't have any idea. But the biggest thing that I always realize, because I will do like 6 months acne, 6 months no acne, 6 months I have acne, 6 months I don't. And every time I'm in a state where my skin's clear and I talk to my friends about it, they're like, I didn't even realize your skin was bad. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? I literally had moles all down the side of my face and neck. And they're like, I promise you, like, I didn't even see that. You have to realize that no one else is worried about what your skin looks like. Everyone's worried about something in themselves, what they're doing, what they look like. So no one's spending the time out of their day to focus and be like, ooh, like, don't like her skin. And I think if you can come to a place with yourself where you realize that acne can be really, really hard mentally, but I think doing little things to just make yourself feel good. Something I always like to do was get like a cooling kind of face mask, or just take those moments to yourself where you do a little like self-care, make yourself feel good. Don't be afraid to go out without makeup, because a lot of the times makeup can, you know, make the acne worse, and taking it on and off and it just hurts and your skin's raw. I have been there, and getting myself to feel comfortable going out with my acne was really hard for me. Like going to class, I was like, I can't do this without layering 10 things of foundation on right now. And the second that I started to do it and no one said anything to me and no one treated me any differently, I was like, oh, okay, like no one actually cares and they probably don't even notice. So I think give yourself the courtesy to let your skin be, let your skin breathe, and just know that you're beautiful with or without acne. Hi, Alex. I'm finishing my first year of university and I'm nervous about coming home for summer. My parents are divorced, and in high school, I split my time evenly between my mom and my dad's. At my dad's, I have two half siblings who are a lot younger, so the house is usually really chaotic and the focus is mostly on my little siblings. At my mom's house, it's more relaxed and I'm able to do my own thing and come and go as I please, which is not really the case at my dad's. I want to spend more time at my mom's, but I don't know how to tell my dad because he gets offended when it comes to this stuff. What would Alex do? Girl, I feel you. So, for anyone who doesn't know, my parents divorced when I was in third grade, and I do have little half siblings at my dad's house as well. And I just feel like kids of divorced parents, like, get it. You know, you have like the weekend bag to pack. You're like splitting which days. I'm pretty sure I used to go to my dad's on like Wednesdays and every other weekend. So it can definitely be a lot trying to like split the time between two different households. But that stress also shouldn't be on you. And if you want to like take some time alone and go sit at your mom's house and chill, I know that's kind of the vibe. Well, I guess I kind of chill at both houses, but you know, obviously my little siblings aren't at my mom's house. So when I'm there, I am kind of like in my room alone and like not talking to anyone besides my mom when she comes home from work. But I think there's a way to like talk to your dad without him being offended. And I think that parents can get a little bit wrapped up sometimes of like picking one side or the other. And I think if you just say to your dad, hey, I love you so much, like I'm so grateful that we get to do this, we get to split time, like I love being over here, I'm so excited to be home for the summer though, like I want to go spend some time at mom's, and like just explain to him and like reassure him that you still love him, you aren't switching up on him, you don't hate him, you don't ever want to not come back, but like you want to, you know, go spend some time with your mom and at your mom's house. And I think that's totally normal and fine. And I just think in those situations, like the more honest you can be about how you feel, like if he heard you, you know, writing in this question and saying that, he'd probably be like, oh my God, like I don't want her to feel that way. I think it's just the delivery of how you communicate things sometimes. So that's what I would do. And I've definitely learned that a lot with my parents being split, is just communicating clearly when you're upset or when something's not going right. Because if you don't and you just hold those emotions in, then they're gonna like fester into something bigger over time. So it's better to just talk about it, get it done with, even though it's scary and sometimes awkward and weird. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Hot Mess. I love you guys. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. I'm currently going to start packing because I'm leaving in the morning to go to Coachella. So I will see you guys next week for Coachella. Of course, you guys are coming along with me, and it is going to be a really, really fun episode. We have a really fun group going. I will see you guys in Palm Springs. Bye.